It's good on the flats, under a clear sky, no wind, looking out on the West End breakwater and Wood End light, raking through the sand and mud until a perceptible thunk is heard or felt and another one is in the basket. Good to be so close to your food, to be foraging directly. Eating them is good too, spaghetti vongole, our creamy clam chowder, Dave's recipe with tarragon and sherry. And after the meal, the decades-old ritual of dumping the shells out on the lane. Good. But putting their compact shelled bodies in the pot with just an inch of water or wine, putting on the lid and turning on the burner, not good. Sorry, little brothers, I say every time, but increasingly it is not enough. Peering into the pot as the water begins to roil, I feel their pain. They are being steamed alive. As their little bivalve souls give up the ghost, some muscle or other relaxes and the shells open, and there they are. Steam wafts up in my face along with a salty essence of clam, and I must confront them. What have I done? And it is worse than that. This particular batch has resided in my refrigerator for over a week, sitting in suspended animation in a bowl, deprived of the tactile joy of digging through the sand and mud, ingesting whatever it is they eat. If these simple invertebrates have any sense of being, and why shouldn't they, it is surely interrupted by my actions. The beach is littered with their shells. Gulls pick the little clams up and fly on high and send them crashing to the beach or jetty below to crack open. Nature. I think inserting a knife in and prying them open is closer to a death they would understand and accept. Last time I processed a bowl of clams, I afterwards found a single clam the next day that had rolled out of the bowl on the top shelf of the refrigerator and leaned against a quart of milk. How could I kill one clam? I put it in my pocket, walked down to the beach, out onto the rocks, and gently lowered it in the water. I know vegetarians like me are ridiculous. I know, apologizing for taking up space on this earth, our every mouthful an act of thievery, treachery even. We want to step out of the circle of life, not to be part of the eat and be eaten. We feel that perhaps, just maybe, if we don't cause much pain and suffering in this world, we won't get much of the same back at us. Who knows?